Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome back. It's us. It's me. It's you. It's everyone that's cool. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, and you guys are in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! Carolyn.
Yes.
Who's in the studio today?
Today, we have a returning guest who hasn't been here in a while, but he's here now, Arcia Rosegar.
What's up, RC?
Hello, hello.
Is it still okay for me to call you RC? I always forget.
Yeah, you can call me RC for sure. That's cool.
He used to be an RC Rex.
You used to be one of those things I just
You're one of those like artists formerly known as now.
Welcome back, man. I hope everything's been going good since the I don't even remember the last time you were on, actually. Was it in 2013?
It's been a while. I honestly don't remember the last time. It's been a while. Yeah.
But it's interesting because usually when you're on, we talk about two things. One is an artist, because I guess we're all artists, except for me, I'm a con artist. And two is wrestling. And the greatest thing is that like very few people will contact me personally and be like, hey, I think you guys should do a WrestleMania show. I think you should talk about this. And then you texted me the other day, and are you guys doing this? And I was like, you know what? We need to do a WrestleMania show. We haven't done one. And I feel like maybe this is that chance. So I was like, let's call in RC. He's catching up. Because there used to be a time where you weren't watching a lot of wrestling, but now you're...
Yeah, I'm falling into it now.
You're into it.
Yeah.
100%.
Do you think it's because of the network?
I'm sure that's helped it a lot. We got the network in our house, but... I think it's on a good swing right now as far as the WWE product goes. Overall, it's been pretty positive, I think.
Another thing that like I thought was really really amazing is that like it's no secret at this point. Last week it was a rumor, but now it's not a rumor that we're having panels at AwesomeCon, and one of the panels that I'm moderating that I pitched to them that is now happening is the other side of the table, Lessons from Creators. And I was like, I need to get RC on this panel. I don't think I've ever been on a panel with you.
No, we haven't been on a panel.
So I was like, let's do this. Let's have him on. And I think the first thing you texted me is like, I don't know if I'm qualified to be on this panel or not. But I definitely think you are. You know what I mean? I definitely think you have great stories. You know what I mean? And so I'm always gonna be giving you that political push.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you over as much as I can.
Thanks, man.
It's what's
man.
Happening.
I'll bring what I can.
But at the end of the day, today we're going to be talking wrestling. And
it's that time of year.
It is definitely that time of year. And you know what? It's been a lot of ups and downs. It's been a lot of, I don't know, it's WrestleMania time, man. Are you excited about WrestleMania, Carolyn?
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on even though I watch it.
Except you
I feel like I'm like delusional because I'm like, I'm sitting here watching all this stuff, but it doesn't like... go in my head like the cards and stuff,
but
like,
the one
I don't
thing
know
that,
who's gonna be the, there
the one thing that is in your head is this is the Real Americans theme.
Yes,
song. That's why we started with the show.
The song has like
it just repeats like this
mystically
it?
Come in my head like three times this week. Like I'll be thinking about nothing, I won't even be thinking about wrestling, and then this song appears in my brain.
It really is dun, 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 like the whole time. I used to think it was so over the top, but now it's so... Oh, now it's over. But now it's perfect, though. But it's time for Carolyn's News.
Oh, yeah, it's time for the news. Well, as Joe mentioned, we will be at AwesomeCon, which is April 18th through 20th at the DC Convention Center in Washington, D.C. And RC will be there as well. He has a table in Artist Alley, is that correct?
That's right. I'll be there.
Yeah, so... you can check us all out there, and we will be there as Curl Studio. And as panels come up, I know there are a few, but I don't know the days and times of all the panels, so we'll have to be paying attention to that. We will release the information on curls-studio.com, and you can probably check the AwesomeCon site to find out all the latest.
What is it, awesomecondc.com?
Yes, it is. And there will be tons of celebrity guests there. Pretty amazing. People from Princess Bride, people from
Lords of the Rings,
Adventure Time,
Power Rangers,
Hercules, Legendary Journeys.
Winnie the Pooh
is going to be there.
The voice of Winnie the Pooh is going to be
Firefly,
oh,
Angel.
Also Firefly, and also the voice of Zorak will be there,
yes.
Which is like totally awesome because I'm a big fan of Zorak, and I actually have a toy of Zorak, but his arm fell off. So I'm like, man, why does his arm fall off? Because he's such a fragile little character, man. His little arms just falling off like a praying mantis. Come on, man. Why did that have to happen?
Was that one of those Cartoon Network toys from back in the day?
Yeah. And he has his little keyboard too. But like, his arm fell off. I tried repairing it like a million times. He has like glue on the side of it. It's not that noticeable, but I've tried to repair him several times. Anyway, I'm sad that that doll broke, but I like Zorak. Because Zorak is awesome, and the voice of Zorak will be at AwesomeCon again.
And this is a three-day show, right?
Yes.
Was last year just a two-day?
Yes.
But now it's three-day.
Yeah. It's April 18th through 20th. And the first day, that Friday, April 18th, is more of like a preview day. So I don't know how the general passes and all that stuff works. And then on that Saturday night, they're having a concert with Andrew WK. That's pretty amazing. Also, coming up, May 10th, Joe and I will be at ANS Sci-Fi and Comic-Con in La Plata, Maryland. Join us for that. And May 17th is the Gaithersburg Book Festival at Gaithersburg City Hall grounds.
So that's two back-to-back then, right?
Again, yeah, two back-to-back in Maryland. And on May 31st, I'm organizing another Cartoonist Draw Blood with the American Red Cross, and that is at Seekers Church near Tacoma Metro in Washington, D.C., on the borderline of Maryland. But yeah, that should be amazing because you can donate blood and it's one pint and feel good about doing that and saving lives, and you get a sketch by a local cartoonist that's there. So that's pretty amazing. Last time we did Cartoonist Draw Blood was last fall for the first one, and we saved up to 90 lives.
So up to 90 lives?
Yeah, I mean, because we can't, like, you know, I can't give you a defining number. But at the highest potential, we could have saved up to 90 strangers' lives. So that's pretty amazing, like, for one day of work with a group of cartoonists and the American Red Cross. Pretty amazing. And then coming up this fall, September 5th through 7th, again, another three-day show now. Baltimore Comic-Con has extended to 3 days. It seems to be a trend with the Comic-Cons now. And September 13th and 14th, we are at Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland. And of course, the big one, October 9th through 12th, which is a 4-day show, is New York Comic Con at the Javits Center.
You guys got a full schedule as far as the comic tour goes.
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, more might be coming out, but that seems to be pretty solid for the year.
It literally does become like a real, like, tour. You know what I mean? It is like, you know, go to the convention, sleep, eat comic books, go back home, like. And, like, those days in between sometimes don't even, like, exist. You know, it's sort of just, like, because your mindset is still on, like, the tour, so you just hit
them. That's why I thought maybe I wasn't qualified for that panel, is because I don't have that,
but
that
see,
tour kind of attitude you guys have as far as the con experience goes.
To us and to me, like, the panel of the other side of the table, it's, like, yeah, it's about, there's sections of it that's about, you know, like, oh, how it is to exhibit and to interact with people, which you do have lots of experience interacting with that.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you know, the table is a metaphor for like the line, like the consumer to the creator line. It's how is it being on the behind the scenes? How is it to be like that? You know,
right.
And you know, that's for me. I felt you're super qualified. So
you know,
that was the first thing that I was like, well, this guy has been through it, man.
Yeah,
you've been like when I looked at you. When I looked at, you know, essentially when I was thinking of people to put on this, I was like, well, pretty much RC's been in the game for a while, man.
Yeah,
and like, I feel like not a lot of people.
It feels like that too.
Exactly. which is why I feel like that's what your qualifications, you've been through the trends. Some would say that you've started trends. You know what I mean? So I was like, we need to get that guy there. Let's get your story told and. You know,
cool. I'm happy to be on the panel. Yeah.
And you know how panels go. They could either go good or bad. Who knows?
Yeah.
So let's see.
You
let's
can't
see
really
what
plan that stuff out. But we did the first two other side of the table at New York. The last one we did, I think, was like 2 years ago. So Joe just released it on YouTube this past week.
And looking at that, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty amazing. And the one we're having at AwesomeCon is like the Washington, D.C.
Nice.
Edition, you know, because edition's cool. It sounds like comics. So I was like that. And not only that, but I'm also having a wrestling panel. And the wrestling panel, it's called Pro Wrestling Today. Last year at New York Comic Con, it was called Pro Wrestling Today, How We'd Book
It. Not New York.
Not New York, but at AwesomeCon. But this year at AwesomeCon, for the second round, it's called Pro Wrestling Today, The New Movement. And I thought that'd be cool just to sort of like inject that, like, oh, it's the Yes Movement. And now we can use movement. There's no key words that people can stick to. You know, it's all propaganda.
It's all buzzwords.
All buzzwords and stuff like that.
So do you even know, like, what day the wrestling panel is going to be?
I have no idea.
Because I have, like, this grand scheme in my head. Because let's just put it out there. We all that are here on the show right now are pretty big ROH fans, which is Ring of Honor Wrestling. It's an independent, you know, not related to WWE, not like the big time guys that you see on TV all the time, but they are people that potentially can go up to WWE, such as that guy from The Shield with the hair.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah. And a couple of other
Daniel
people.
Bryan.
I mean, Bryan.
Dean Cesaro. Yeah. All the top CM WWE Punk. Guys. Yeah. Were ROH guys, in my opinion.
Are we not talking about Dean Ambrose? Dean Ambrose, CZW. Can we come from that side?
Well, we all have all been to ROH shows together, so. The downfall, I guess, of like having AwesomeCon that same weekend is because that Saturday is the ROH show in Baltimore, and like I'm disappointed because it's like really ROH only comes to our area like I think at the most twice a year, yeah. So it's really hard to, you know, make time for those 2 days, and especially when you already booked AwesomeCon, we already booked that like half a year ago or more, so it's like we were already confirmed, you know, we're already going, we're probably gonna like hang out and see Andrew WK and like all the cool stuff on that Saturday night.
Not only that, but I have to produce the documentary that's being filmed of AwesomeCon.
Yeah, so it's like
this triple,
it's like basically you're working and you're working.
Yeah, and you're working
on at AwesomeCon. It's not like we're just hanging out and having fun, although it does sound like really fun. It's work.
It's funny that like I never look at conventions as fun.
There are moments where you can be like, oh, that's enjoyable for like a few minutes, and then you're going back to working. You know?
Yeah. Like there are cool things. RC, there's cool things that can happen. And such as cool things that can happen in work, but always like when any convention, I'm just like, time to hustle. Not, I don't sigh, but like, oh no. But I'm just like, okay, you know, focus mindset, yeah. time to push.
Yeah, it's a hat you put on.
Yeah.
You play the specific role that's needed for you.
So it's interesting, and AwesomeCon, this will be the first time that's like, I got to put on my host hat. I got to put on my my convention pitching at the table hat. I got to put in my producer hat. You know what I mean? And then if we could, it's like these things that, like, you know, I feel like I can pull it off. But Carolyn had this awesome plan.
Yeah, I have this awesome plan. So here's how I'm thinking this will play out. Again, none of this is official. So this is just Carolyn's dream brain.
We're throwing it out there.
So I'm like, oh man, ROH is like an hour away from DC Convention Center. That's like super close, right? I'm like, man, if we can get some ROH stars, specifically Jimmy Jacobs, to come to AwesomeCon, that would be amazing. So like
I have the okay.
Do it on Saturday.
I put it through the executives and they haven't, it's an okay. Like it's, oh, if that can happen, it's okayed.
Well, like, see here, if the wrestling panel, if it is placed on Saturday, then like, I feel like that's too much to do a wrestling show and drive back and forth and do all this stuff like in between, you know, to me that's too much, especially, you know, it's just too much going on. But if you do it on Sunday, which also happens to be Easter, which is kind of like a rough thing if you're religious, I guess, but yeah, so like I'm like, man, after Jimmy Jacobs does his show on Saturday at ROH, he can drive an hour to DC Convention Center and like do the wrestling panel and at least like make an appearance. He might not have like a table, or he might not have like a signing area or anything, but he can at least like talk wrestling for an hour on a panel.
And I'll be okay if, you know, trying to get some, if people want to sign something, why not? Anything.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he can go outside in the hallway and like, I don't know.
We'll just bring an extra table.
Bring an extra table and he can like sign out there for a few minutes afterwards. I don't know. But to me, like, that seems like an opportunity because he's already in town and he lives in Michigan. So think about, like, the odds of, like, driving back to Michigan and stuff. It's more like, man, I'm only
an
hour.
How long is that?
Only an hour away.
How long is Michigan from Baltimore, RC?
I have no idea. My geography isn't really as spot on as far as driving in the U.S. goes.
I feel like it might be, like, 14 or 16 hours.
Jesus.
I considered driving to WrestleMania, and then I MapQuested it or Google mapped it, and it's a lot farther than I thought.
Which one's New Orleans?
Yeah, it's a lot farther than I thought it was going
to
be.
How long
that's
to
all
New
the way
Orleans?
Down there, man.
How long?
I forgot, but it was too far for me to drive.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like, no.
Yeah.
But so the, like, in Carolyn's, like, mental brain state, like, I'm like, dude, like, that's an hour. An hour is nothing. Like, you could sit and watch TV for an hour, or you could drive Jimmy Jacobs could drive to, like, from Baltimore to DC Convention Center, do the panel, and hang out with, like, real wrestling fans, and then, you know, go wherever else he needs to go.
Either that, or we get a runner and we have someone pick him up and then bring him back.
I mean, I'm assuming he has his own, like, car there.
I don't know. We always see him standing there.
No, he has his car. I'm pretty sure he has a car there, or him or Truth Martini drive together. I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, in my dream brain, it's possible. You know, like, just get him and, like, Truth Martini to come.
Truth Martini.
Yeah, because they're all the girls.
Yeah, because they got the... Do they still got the hoopla? What is it called? The House of Hoopla? I forget. What was it called, RC?
It's just hoopla.
Is it hoopla?
But what I'm saying is, like, they need to just come over because it's so close and so convenient. There's a wrestling panel. So that's, like, my ideal, like, thoughts about your wrestling panel. Because you kind of took my other side of the table because you were a part of that anyway for the first
time. Did I take it? No, I just thought it was obvious.
I shouldn't say you took it, but you pitched it, I guess, for us.
Yeah.
Because I didn't pitch anything, but, like, I think I'm on, like, three panels or something.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing is, like, my idea for you for the wrestling panel is to get Jimmy Jacobs.
I got to find that day, though. That as soon as I find out the final day.
They put out a schedule that was only viewable to, I guess, people that are participating.
But then
they said it was soft. They said it's soft and we can't, like, announce anything. So I don't even know. I haven't even really opened it to, like, look at what day they want to have it as.
I know RC did. That's how he found out.
do you know, like, the soft?
Yeah, I'm doing a digital coloring panel.
Oh, cool.
Workshop at AwesomeCon. So cool. I got the email as well.
Okay.
So I think the one's tentatively on Saturday.
It's probably on Saturday.
Yeah, oh, the wrestling one?
I don't know.
Because I remember hearing talks that they wanted to have Mike Jones, like, already, since he's doing, like, the costume contest, to already be, like, there. It's easy for him.
Well, last
but he didn't freaking
he
show
was,
up last time.
But last year, was he even there? Because last year he was supposed to be on your wrestling panel. He, like, didn't even show up.
Yeah,
was he even there, like, altogether?
I don't know. I actually don't even know how Mike looks like. How does Mike Jones look like? I know he just interviewed Batista.
Nice.
Also, at the comic book store, Batista was there at Laughing Ogre. He was there as well. He was just stopping by.
We didn't see him, but
we heard he was there. Yeah, but we heard from Camille, who works there.
Nice. The Fairfax Laughing Ogre?
Yeah, Laughing Ogre, yeah.
Awesome.
So Batista's a comic
show. Yeah, exactly. So they're around.
They're around.
Oh, that's the one thing to look for now, too, is that those wrestlers are in the area.
Because
Monday is when, you know, this Monday or past Monday, whenever you guys feel like listening to this show, Verizon Center. It's MCI Center.
I still call it the MCI Center. It's like 10 years old.
And RC, you're going, man.
Yeah, keep an eye out for me. I'll be in the crowd.
Do you know where you are?
I'll be wearing a Macho Man shirt. Keep an eye out. I'll be there.
Is it the green? Is it the neon green one?
The purple one. The classic purple one.
Nice. Yeah, it's sort of like a light pink purple.
Yeah.
Only Macho Man can pull off those things, dude. He wore so bright ass colors, dude. He is.
That was the time period then, though. You know, I feel like now it's like, oh, you're trying to be like 80s retro.
Macho Man, yeah, now it's a retro, but Macho Man was just living the gimmick, dude.
He was living the life.
What is his early 80s look, or the 90s kind of really over the top with the hats and the,
like,
tassels?
He's like a country.
He got really over the top for a while.
He got like a crazy cowboy, like, yeah, tassel looking. You're like, what is that supposed to be, dude?
I think he just tried to get as larger than life as he could possibly could at that
He's
time.
He's like, we need more tassels.
His voice is so, like, just intense. Yeah. So you got the network, right? What, right? Or
yeah. My brother got the network.
It's part of the whole cycle. What was the first thing that you actually tried to tune into? Did you guys get it the first week, or did you wait?
He got it that day, the day it came out, yeah.
I was really tentative about getting the WWE Network because, like, I was like, they're probably going to have a bunch of, like, not flaws, but stuff they got to work out, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
they fixed the bugs. There were some bugs, admittingly, like, the first day, and the Xbox app didn't work at all for a couple days.
Do you have it off of Xbox?
Well, we got Xbox tablets, and there were some bugs, but they took care of them right away.
Was it frustrating when you guys had that? Were you just like, whatever, I can't watch?
The first day it was frustrating, but, you know, what was it?
Like, you couldn't watch?
Yeah, it was lagging the first day. Like, it wouldn't sync up. I was trying to watch Insurrection.
Wait, what do you mean it wouldn't sync up?
It just wouldn't play.
Oh,
it
would, like, I had that problem, too. Yeah.
It was only the first day, though. It was early on the first day, and I think they fixed the bugs right away.
I remember the first thing that I asked Carolyn, what'd you want to look up? What'd you want to look up, Carolyn, the first thing?
Jimmy Jacobs?
No, wasn't that? Oh, yeah, we tried to look up Jimmy Jacobs against Eddie Guerrero, was it?
Yeah.
And they didn't have it.
Yeah, I don't...
And then she wanted to look up Kazarni.
I looked up Kazarni after, and they didn't have any Kazarni.
Goodness.
So, what What was the first thing that you're like, we need to watch this first?
Well, the first thing I wanted to watch was the Insurrection pay-per-view. That was like the last pay-per-view before the plane ride from hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like Scott Hall's last appearance, and I wanted to see what that pay-per-view was.
I never
all
even
about.
Saw that.
Yeah, I was never it saw
good?
It either.
Was it good?
It was actually a pretty decent pay-per-view. It was very like.
Who headlined that?
I forget who the headliner was.
Was it like still like a?
There was a lot of good stars. There was a big kind of Stone Cold was on there. Everybody was on there, really.
So that must have been like a stacked show then.
Yeah, the NWO was there.
I don't know why I've never even seen that.
Yeah, what was the English. First thing you looked up, dude?
The first thing I looked up, I think I tried to watch like ECW. That was like the first thing I wanted to watch. I was like, let's watch Heat Wave, like 99 or 2000. And then it didn't work. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I went through a whole phase of like, it's not playing. I was like, all right, I guess I'll just see what's on live. And then the live feed worked. So I was like watching, like they had like Beyond the Ring. They're playing like their documentaries, and they're playing like the not Madison Square Garden, but like old school.
Yeah.
And then because I kept on hearing Ben from AwesomeCon was always always posting on Facebook about like how awesome Ric Flair is during like the roundtable discussion stuff. He was like, it's totally worth the money just to watch Ric Flair go crazy and tell him how much he hates the NWO. I was like, dude, this must be awesome. I gotta check it out then. And then I started watching the roundtable stuff.
Yeah, I like that roundtable show. That show is a pretty fun show to watch.
Yeah, yeah, I turned that on during like say like dinner time or just chilling, so you just have it in the background.
Yeah,
I really enjoy that. But it is getting me like really super like it's perfect timing to get, because of course when you get the network, one of their main pitches is that WrestleMania is like free, and so like, you know, there was a time during this whole like story arc where I was like, man, but I don't really want to get WrestleMania now. You know, because like everyone's behind Daniel Bryan, and everyone's all pissed off that you know that this stuff didn't happen, and the Batista. But once that was solidified, I mean, how do you feel about that? Because WrestleMania used to not look attractive to me,
yeah,
but now it does. Is it attractive to you now?
Yeah, it's attractive to me.
Why?
The brass kind of had some common sense. They realized, hey, we gotta kind of strike while it's hot here. Because I think they have a potential kind of like Hulkamania thing going on right now. It's something that's kind of huge.
We had this conversation during, we were like eating sushi and like it still wasn't happening. We were like, man, somehow Daniel Bryan's got to get in there. Yeah. We were like so pissed. We're like, how can they not?
Yeah, how could they? I mean, you got to be like an idiot to not see what you have on your hands right now. And I think they're hip to it. They're not idiots at WWE. They're smart people. I feel like they're smart people. They're making all this money, so they got to have a little bit of intelligence.
Carolyn was saying it this morning where she was like, you're like, I love the Yes movement. Or was that yesterday? Because we watched Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I love the Yes movement. For me, what the Yes movement is, it kind of wraps Daniel Bryan all together also, or Bryan Danielson.
you want to show some street cred?
ROH, yes.
ROH, man. I saw him and Seth Rollins wrestle in Manassas back in the day. But anyways, beside that,
they wrestled together
against each other.
Oh yeah. Man, that must have been a good match.
It was an awesome match. Yeah, yeah, it was an awesome. You can check it out on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Yeah,
the Manassas one.
Yeah,
what they call it, like Manassas Battlefield or something like that.
I think it's called like
the Battle of Manassas.
It has the word South in there.
The Battle of the South.
Something South.
Civil War?
Because Manassas is that line of like now North Virginia or South.
Yeah, well, they take advantage of the South. Because there's a North. There was a North pay-per-view that used the word North in it, and there's a South pay-per-view, and they had the same word, but I forget what the second
Blue
word is.
Blue versus Gray.
We should probably YouTube or Google that right now. But anyways.
So you went all the way back. You've been watching. Did you watch Ring of Honor when Daniel Bryan was Bryan Danielson was there?
Yeah.
So did you follow him throughout that, or did you drop off a little bit?
I wasn't like a super Ring of Honor like follower, but you know, I watched it when I could, and if they came to town, I would go to the shows. I saw them twice in Manassas, and they're both amazing shows. It seemed like a rock band in a club before they get huge.
Yeah,
that's the best way I can kind of describe seeing
guys. Are you upset that we're gonna probably miss out on ROH in April?
That kind of bummed me out, but you know, I'll see him again.
Yeah,
so, you know, business comes first.
I mean, we can always go to Philly.
Business comes first.
That's true. I need to think about that. Because, like, I'm really pumped for AwesomeCon, too. Yeah. But what do you think about my mental brainstorm?
Best case scenario? Awesome. It'd be great.
That'd be great.
That would be pretty amazing. I hope it works out, but we'll see. I guess, Joe, you should follow up with them and get a defining date.
Yeah, I need to get that defining date.
And pitch to the ROH stars.
So what's really great, because the network is out, of course, it's a perfect hype to get into WrestleMania. People can watch, like, all the past stuff. And what's really cool about, like, the network, for me at least, I know I'm now majorly promoting the network, is, like, when I am watching the roundtable stuff, and I'm, like, seeing, like, the events that they're talking about, it's so perfect because you're like, oh, my God, I want to see what they're talking about. Like, just yesterday when they were talking, it was even during, I think it was during, like, the Triple H documentary. You know what I mean? They premiered the Triple H documentary yesterday, and then he was talking about how he had these greatest matches against The Rock, like, during the certain time. And I was like, oh, man, I remember that. I want to watch it right now. And so, like, then you're like, now I can go to the network and just go and look it up and watch it, you know? And I feel like that's, like, it's a perfect promoting tool. You know, I feel like a lot of, like, I feel like everyone else is going to follow suit pretty much. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you think that, like, this is the direction a lot of media is going to go, I feel like, in this kind of, this format.
And I feel
it works.
I saw this coming. I feel it's absolutely perfect. I've always been telling people everything's just going to be online anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because why do you have to be controlled to real time? It's
exactly.
A perfect format. You have a live feed going, and you have episodes from the past. I was even Mariana, the model I was working with the other day, she was like, I just canceled my cable. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I don't really watch it anyway. Everything, I just go online and have that connected to my awesome TV.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. That's what I do with the network.
I've seen what's on cable, and most of it's pretty garbagey anyways. So.
Like garbage.
Yeah,
like the cooking network is gonna be a tough one. Just like keep on. That's what I watch back and forth with Raw, is that and Diners, Drives, and Dives. So with this WrestleMania card, what is the card of WrestleMania coming up? Does it? You have it, or anyone have it?
I can pull it up.
Off the top of my head, this is what I know: the Andre the Giant, 30-man battle royal. Then you have the Shield versus Kane and New Age Outlaws. You have Daniel Bryan against Triple H for the right to fight into the main event of Randy Orton and Batista world title match. Undertaker Brock. And a Divas battle that'll just be like a bathroom break for some people, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I like this Divas group. I think they're pretty decent in the ring.
Do you watch Total Divas?
I don't. I can't watch that.
You can't watch it?
That's the one I can't
watch.
Oh my gosh.
Finally, I've met someone that says that.
What do you mean?
No, it's true. Like, all these other guys that we know, they like are obsessed with Total Divas. They're like, oh my God, I watch Total Divas. And it's like something that I wouldn't expect at all. Because, like, you know, guys are like, oh, yeah, I'm manly. I'm not going to watch Divas.
Well, that's not the reason why I don't watch it.
Well,
it's because of my...
I mean, it's just like that. But, you know, like, I don't know. It's some type of... Well, you can...
Wait, because you're what?
What's your reason?
What do you mean, because you're
I tried watching it.
Were you about to say because of my manly?
Well, yeah, because I'm too manly for that.
No, it's not. Well, I watch it. I don't feel like anybody's really redeeming. There's no, like, you know, like... I just feel like it's so... I know...
Do you know who's in it?
Yeah, I know the Divas that are in it. But
have you seen an
episode? Yeah, I've seen some episodes.
What episode did you see?
I watched a good chunk of the first episode. Actually, I've seen the whole first episode, but I tried watching the second season, and about 15 minutes into the first episode,
No.
So this is the one thing that I like, and I'll probably bring up all these points during the wrestling panel, and this will be the grand scheme, literally, of my wrestling panel, is to get everyone in that room talking about Total Divas. That's like my if I have like a
They're
goal.
They're gonna be like, "No way, man! Bree said that."
Yeah,
these tough guys talking.
Yeah,
about,
like if anyone,
like
if
cat fights.
You know, if I have like an underlying like goal, like if I'm like, I'll know this panel is a success if I can pull this off. One thing I really want to do for the wrestling panel is to do the Wyatt family entrance somehow.
That'd
I want
be pretty cool.
I want to some I want to somehow
you come in with a lantern.
Yeah, I want to somehow like. Like, you know, if there's a lot of people in the crowd, I want everyone to, I'll be like, all right, everyone, I want to calm down. I want to make an announcement. Then all of a sudden I go like, we're here. And then shut down the lights and play the, play the Wyatt family music and have like the panelists walk in like that.
That song's with, like, with sick that. Too, dude.
Yeah. That would be so awesome. I pull that. And then
guitar chords.
I really want just to have this somehow get everyone to just like do a heated discussion on Total Divas. That's like my goal. That's like, we can talk about wrestling, but watch, if you go there, I'll somehow I will somehow get that to happen. I'm going to somehow manipulate the people who are listening to the show now, and they're going to go to that panel. They'll try to pinpoint a way. Just wait for this moment while I'll be like, all right, I want to talk about the big elephant in the room, guys. You guys. And all honestly, everyone, who here loves Total Divas? And then I swear to God, that'll get a massive reaction. I swear to you. I swear on that. People will either go like, boo, that sucks, or like, yeah. But I guarantee we'll talk about that for at least 10 to 15 minutes. Because one thing, if you want to see how John Cena can actually be a heel, that's where you can see John Cena heel is in Total Divas. I'm like, that's so perfect, you know? That's my extent. What are you saying?
John Cena is a heel. I can't wait till actually that happens in the ring. That'll be pretty sweet.
I
think it's inevitable, but you gotta wait till the merchandise sales dwindle significantly enough where it'll happen.
So what match are you excited about? The Bray Wyatt and John Cena? What match are you excited about WrestleMania?
The whole card looks pretty good, man. I'm waiting for
that Divas match.
Yeah, that'll be cool, but I'm waiting for Brian to tear the house down.
Yeah, twice? Twice.
He's gonna kill it.
Yes,
so.
Movement.
I was watching WrestleMania Rewind yesterday, and it was interesting because I saw parallels to Bret Hart in this, except for the having to win. But remember in WrestleMania 10, Bret Hart had to wrestle Owen Hart and Yokozuna. And then this one, it's like Daniel Bryan and, you know, I assume he's going to win.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's going to win also.
Karen, do you think he's going to win?
The whole championship title?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like that to happen, but seems like they've already teased it like so many times, like back when I thought he would win.
That's just going to pull the rug out on us again?
And then they're just going to pull it again.
Oh, my God.
They're going to Triple H-us?
I think there will be riots. I think New Orleans will go down in flames if they do that.
I know, man.
Because in my heart, I would like him to have his dream come true and have, like, the good guys win type thing, like the underdog, like, establishing, like, you know, to be, like, the top of all of wrestling. And, like, yeah, I would love that to happen. But, like, I think already, like, twice, I really thought that Daniel Bryan was going to win, and it didn't happen. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I got, like, upset. And
yeah, I got genuinely upset, too,
when
I feel like they were holding him down, man. I mean.
Because Triple H, I saw Raw, like, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but Triple H was, like, totally being mean to him. And, like, Stephanie was, too. And I was like, it was almost crossing the line.
The crowd was going nuts, too. I don't know if you were listening to the crowd. They were hating him on him, too.
Fuck you, Triple H.
I can see, like, Stephanie being mean. You know how, like, she has that character to kind of be like, and you're ruining my family, and this is my family. You know, and, like, it's all of ours. You know, like that, I can see. But, like, Triple H at first was, like, kind of on Daniel Bryan's side, and then he just, like, flipped, you know? Yeah. And then, like, went all, like, anti-Daniel Bryan, and I don't know. I just see them, like, pulling that again. I feel like they have the opportunity to do it one more time.
Oh, you can't do it to that.
Not
to
a
Daniel
WrestleMania.
Bryan. Not a WrestleMania.
Don't let him. Yeah, he can't win the belt in Extreme Rules.
And then, he'll win the belt like at Raw the next day.
Oh,
you know, like they'll do that. Didn't that happen with Triple H? So like they could do it again. I don't know. I mean, I would like him to win, and that would be like pretty monumental and happy. But I can really see WWE like pulling that.
But let's not even say it's WWE. Let's just say it's Triple H.
I can see Triple H like pulling that, you know, and being like, "Not yet, kid."
See, that would be the biggest heartbreaker. Like if that were to happen, I almost feel that people at that moment after that match, because that might even be like, I forget where that match has going. It's got to be like the second hour.
Do you think
match.
People are going to like turn their back already?
I will go to the WWE office and start flipping tables.
Start
over.
Flipping tables or breaking tables.
See, they already have your money.
Yeah.
They already have like the network. Everyone already paid their $60.
See, that was my biggest fear. I'm just like, all right, they already got my $60. You know, they're already set. They can do whatever the hell they want. They're already collecting. They can.
Hopefully they're smarter than that. I mean, like I said, Daniel Bryan, something's going on here as far as the Yes Movement goes and how everybody's behind him. And I don't know, I just feel like it's something really special, almost borderline Hulkamania almost.
What do you feel, RC, about this Yes Movement? Because you've seen the way he's been, you know, the way the character has gone. Do you think this is definitely something that for both you and Carolyn, is this something that the WWE has planned? Like they're like because you know it's been,
to be honest,
yes, it's been
I don't
going
think
for
they
a long,
plan it.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, and I think they try to kind of hinder it for a while. I think.
Yeah.
And I think their efforts were proven otherwise. I think the masses just got behind Daniel Bryan no matter what situation they put him in.
Yeah.
And I think even if they tried to turn him heel, they weren't having that.
They tried to have him join the Wyatt. Yeah. And I was
they
like,
weren't having that.
I was like, yeah. What is this?
That ended quick.
That was only like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So.
Or not even.
I mean, I didn't really, in this day and age, I don't really buy that type of storyline anyway. So they're going to kidnap somebody and then transform him. It's like, what's he going to do on his off time, you know, hanging out with the what's the other, Brie Bella, and he's a Wyatt, you know what I mean? There's sort of things I can't buy into in a storyline these days, you know. I mean, like, part of me,
but that was their way of holding him back, you know, to be like, no, you're not going to be Daniel Bryan, you're going to fall under the Wyatt territory and be this whole bearded gang.
So you're saying that they're not creative enough to actually have written this whole thing?
No, I don't think so. I think it naturally kind of formed. This is my opinion. Who knows? I don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
No, opinion. This is
I'm just a fan watching the product.
You're trying to save face. So,
but from what I think it had a kind of natural, organic kind of thing that kind of came out of it.
Yeah.
And they realize you got to take advantage of something like this. Now they're riding the wave as opposed to trying to fighting it or as to try to controlling the wave.
Yeah.
You kind of have to ride with it. And I think it's something pretty cool. And for me, Daniel Bryan, what he represents is like, you take any art form, be it wrestling, music, visual art, whatever, any art form, he represents, you know, seeing, having a goal, busting your butt, working really hard at it, you know, no exception, no excuses. You just go at it full force and you work hard. And if you produce something that's genuinely really good, any art form, the masses will appreciate it. And it doesn't take some sort of little hierarchy or some sort of guy at the top to dictate what you could potentially reach as that artist. And I think through hard work and the art that he produces, he's an example of, you know, what you can possibly do.
To me, I completely agree with you, because it is essentially if you work hard and you're honest about it, it'll get over. You know what I mean? And how do you feel about that, Carolyn?
Exactly. I feel very similar. And
was that why we're pissed when Triple H like beat his ass down?
Do you think that Triple H like enjoys playing that part to be like, oh, I'm
yeah?
The,
we saw that
I'm
on
the
documentary.
He's
like, he's like, I just want to be a villain. I want to be the best villain there is. And if you think about it now, what other heels do you really have? Because people cheer for the Wyatts, they cheer for the Shields. You only really have the authority.
Cheer for Cesaro too.
Yeah, so
you
only have one bad guy, and that's Triple H.
But if you think about it, like, as much as like I don't like Triple H, and I've never liked Triple H, some weird thing happened yesterday when I was watching that documentary about Triple H. I was like, man, since I dislike Triple H so much, maybe he's so good that's why I hate him.
That's
and then
exactly
I was like, man, that kind of sucks though, because I'm like, this is like this villain guy that like I really can't stand. I don't like looking at him. I don't like his moves. I don't really like him, and like, but at the same time, he like really works hard, and like they showed on the documentary how like he does kind of have like, for lack of a better word, like a normal job. Like he'll drive his kids to school, and then he'll like work all day and like pick his kids up, and then like at night he's like, I guess, at their home gym like working out until 1 a.m. and I'm like, damn, like that's pretty amazing. Because I know like a lot of comic artists, like they'll have day jobs and then like they come home, whatever, eat dinner, and then they draw all night, you know? And I'm like, then obviously his job is like more demanding and he's in the spotlight more, but it did make me relate to that of like working hard. And like, there's no denying that Triple H did work hard. And I really believe that like him marrying Stephanie McMahon, like the boss's daughter, Vince's daughter, I feel like that did not like, I don't know.
Probably made things harder.
It's a double-edged sword, because now he has to like work twice as much to like prove people to be like, oh yeah, you're just the boss's daughter. Look at you. You married the boss's daughter. You know, look at you. And now you get everything handed to you. But that's like, I disagree with all that. Like, I really do think he did earn his position. I mean, it probably doesn't hurt to like be basically Vince's son, you know. I feel like it's a lot harder, and I feel like Vince can be harder on him because of that. So, I mean, he's a lot riding on his shoulders. So, like, I understand that, but I just don't like him. You know, like,
there's also a thing about, like, even like CM Punk was talking about this before, and also with the same with Jericho. It's like, you're playing a bad guy.
Yeah.
you gotta do stuff that's like you got. Yeah. People are not supposed to like you.
That's the whole point.
And it's, you know, that it's.
So maybe he's doing it really well. But then
he is doing it super,
but
super
then that,
well.
That you bothers get, me though, because I'm like, I don't like him.
You have to get, if you're really good, if you are a really good bad guy, a really good heel, you almost have to start that riot. Like the best ones can. I would even say Bubba Ray Dudley starting riots just verbally. Even remember when Chris Jericho was a bad guy and people were like throwing shit at him, and then he would get like attacked in like the garage, like when he's leaving, like that level. Even with CM Punk, when CM Punk and Chris Jericho were heels together, they would cause massive, people would legitimately like hate them. And it's weird to think that like, it's like that's where the creative lies, you know, in wrestling. It's like, how much can we get them people that really hate us, you know, which is also the fun part, but it's also like, well, people are still hating you. Like, it's like they know it's fake, but then they legitimately hate you for real. You know you did a good job, but also it's a scary position because they hate you.
Well, I shouldn't say I, like, straight up hate him, because I wouldn't, like, throw a drink at Triple H or anything. It's more like I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, oh, man, you're a bad guy.
But you sort of...
You treat Daniel Bryan like crap, and I don't like you, but I don't... And, like, when he wrestles, like, to me, that's the bathroom break.
So you're talking about channel-changing hate as opposed to, like, I want to see him get beaten up.
Yeah. Like, I just don't want to see him. Like, but then I know he's
that's
like
X-Pac.
I know
X-Pac
he's
heat.
Like good. I know he's like good though. You know what I mean? So it's like this weird dynamic. But he's also not the type of wrestler that I like. Like, I like the high flyers. I like the smaller guys. So like, when I look at Triple H, he's just like big and muscular, and that's great. You know, like he does look the part of a wrestler, but he does. I don't know. He doesn't do any like high moves that I like. You know.
There was a time. I mean, he's never been a high move guy. He's more
no,
like a grounded never, classic.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Triple H? Were you ever a fan of Triple H, RC?
In the early 2000s, I have to admit, I was a bit of a Triple H fan.
What was that? Was that China Time?
Right after China Time.
Right after China Time?
Right after China Time. It was like...
China
Time. Because I had jumped ship from WCW to WWE.
Oh, you jumped ship? Yeah. You couldn't just stay on both sides? Yeah. Because
you had to watch one, you know?
No, you don't.
Back in the day, you had to.
I taped Raw. I mean, Nitro had a
you
replay.
You watched both shows?
I had a replay.
Dang. All right. But I jumped ship eventually.
It's funny because I recorded shows, or recorded wrestling shows on tape, so like you'd actually see me flipping the channels back and forth and which was going on, so you'd be like, oh, what's going on, this sucks, just go to the next one.
I do have a collection of boxes of old tapes from back in the day, because like if I didn't happen to be home, I would have like a roommate or somebody tape it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do the self VCR timer. I was too retarded.
What? It's so easy. I never understood that. I never understood. It became like almost like a woman thing. People are like, oh, she's a woman, she can't figure out the
I think
timer.
Just technology in general. I'm not the top guy for that.
Do you ever read manuals?
What?
We can't read manuals, can we? See, now I'm
it's
so...
That's why I call it manual.
Now I'm so... I have, like, camera manuals in my phone. That's how hardcore about I am. I'm like, oh, what's wrong? Oh, whatever. We'll just flip through it.
If it's not intuitive, I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, that's the thing. See, I feel like with technology, it's the flaw. I never understood when people made technology to be, like, complicated. Yeah. It should be intuitive for people to tell where it's located, because like when you make something like a toy, or when you make any type of technology, what's the reason of making version 2 if not to improve on version 1?
I hate when I get an update on something and it's less intuitive than the original version was, like iOS or something. And well, I'm not an Apple guy anymore, but
well, didn't with the, like most cell phones now have as much technology as they first sent people to go to the moon in? So
I
it's
heard
like,
something like that, yeah.
So like really in the palm of your hand, we all could like be doing crazy stuff, which I don't even know what we could do.
Take
so
over
like,
the world. That's what we do.
If you think about it, you probably could take over the world in your phone.
Well, I saw a meme like
that's how you pronounce it,
a Radio Shack ad from the 90s.
It's a meme. I totally forgot that. I didn't know that's how you pronounce it.
Did you think it was a meme?
Yeah. It looks like meme.
It does, actually. That's the thing about the English language. You never know
that's
how anything's pronounced.
That's really. The thing about the English
language.
You
got to hear it first.
It should probably be a meme because everyone's like, meme.
I mean, you pronounce
meme,
it.
Meme.
That'd be a more fun way to pronounce it, actually.
Yeah.
So you saw
a meme. It'd be like the next selfie. It would be a meme.
So you saw a meme.
I had like a 90s Radio Shack ad. And it had like all the gadgets and gizmos that are all on your cell phone now. It had like a portable phone.
GPS.
It had a camera, just a whole bunch of
calendar
little...
Calendar.
Yeah, it's all on your...
calculator.
Yeah, an alarm. All on this Radio Shack ad, and basically all consolidated down to this little phone you have now.
So perfect.
Yeah.
And now we can watch the WWE Network on that, which I haven't even tried. Do you think it's pretty intuitive?
Yeah, it's pretty decent. I mean, there's some stuff they could improve on already. Like it doesn't, like if you stop watching something halfway, it doesn't keep the bookmark.
But so. if you watch like the older ones, they have matches bookmarked. Well, the ones I've been at, like you can go, they have little dots of like, oh watch DDP against Steiner on this one, which I think is pretty cool. So what are your predictions? Good. I think I basically listed the card. Let's go match for match for both of you. So let's like
go through the card.
Well, I'll say they'll probably start it. I think that's my phone. But it's probably gonna 30-man battle royal. Who's gonna win that? Both of you. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Who do you think?
I'm rooting for Ziggler for that one.
You want Ziggler to win?
Yeah, I want
Ziggler to win. What about you, Carolyn?
I haven't thought about it, but
let's see. Is everyone listed? 30 men's a lot of people too. All at once?
I mean, Ray could pull it off, but...
Oh, yeah, Ray.
Are we being like who we're for, or who do we think's going to win?
Who do you think's
going
to win?
That's a good question. That's two separate things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking business, like, and you're talking pleasure there. Yeah. Just do it as a fan. Why do it always the business side? The business side should be promoting you anyway.
I don't know.
You gotta hurry. You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes in the whole show? Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to be for Fandango.
Fandango's going to win that.
Yeah.
For some reason, I see Big Show. It only seems right
I
for Big Show.
I was going to say Big Show business-wise, Big Show personal, Fandango.
Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Oof. I don't think that's true. It's going to be a sick match, though, yeah.
It's going to be a good match.
Undertaker.
Do you think... I don't even know any other matches now.
There's a tag match. I'm rooting for the Real American Cesaro.
The Real Americans? Yes.
Versus...
Was it Usos?
Usos.
And the
Los Matadores.
Yeah. What? Los Matadores in that match?
Ryback's was up in that.
Why is Los Matadores in that match?
I'm going to be for the Real Americans.
Are they really in that match?
Yeah.
Why? They haven't earned anything to get into that match.
Because they're a tag team, and that's why.
There's no reason to have a Los Matadores in that
match. I guess that little bull dude is worth it, right?
No.
Little toys for the kids.
Hornswoggle.
Torito? Yeah. Torito?
Is that Hornswoggle?
No, it's not. No, it's a totally different body shape. What's another match?
Cena and Wyatt.
Cena and Wyatt?
I would love Wyatt to win. I love the Wyatts, but yeah,
Cena
I think
must
Cena's
win.
Gonna win.
Cena
yeah.
must win on that.
Wyatt.
Daniel Bryan, Triple H.
Bryan all the way. To the moon.
Daniel Bryan. Yes.
All the way.
Yes.
Who's gonna be the Divas champion?
Who's in it?
Everyone.
I put my money on Natty, I think. Yeah.
Brie.
Brie might win. One of the
oh
bells.
My gosh, what if Brie wins and Daniel Bryan wins?
It's gonna
be a total deal.
And Bryan? I think that'll be amazing. That's probably what's gonna happen.
It's possible.
Because Total Divas and then Yes Movement. I think it's gonna be how many people? 90,000, 75,000 people saying yes. That's gonna be so amazing to look at. That's gonna
be
like
exciting. Yeah.
I don't even know any other matches. I think that's it. Those are all the matches, right?
Is that it?
It's a 4-hour show. Just 4 matches.
We got
Hall of Fame's coming up. That should be pretty fun to see too.
Yeah. The Shield. I think the Shield's gonna dominate.
Shield's gonna They better.
Yeah.
That's like the most exciting thing to watch.
Yeah. The Shield are awesome.
They're
I believe
inducting.
In them.
Scott Hall.
They're inducting. Like now, my brain is crying.
All right, they're gonna induct the Ultimate Warrior.
Ooh, Undertaker.
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
That's right.
I had his head in my
Jake the
face,
Snake is there
I
too.
I couldn't think of.
It should be.
That's a nice class they're inducting in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that live because like those are pretty great speeches. I really look forward to seeing those speeches at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I want to see how Razor Ramon. What his speech is. I'm really...
DDP's going to be there.
DDP's speech. Lita.
Well, I don't know if he has a speech, but he's going to be there.
He should have a speech. He might be in introducing Scott Hall. But it should be... I think it should be pretty, pretty excited. I'm excited. This is going to be a good WrestleMania. WrestleMania 30. I thought it was going to go to crap.
Yeah.
I legitimately thought it was going to go to crap. I still feel that CM Punk is going to show up somewhere. They'll be just so...
My brother's home for that, too.
I just want him... All I want is him to attempt to screw Daniel Bryan. And then you have a storyline from then. And then you have the biggest storyline, and then lose. Then it goes to SummerSlam, or Money in the Bank, or SummerSlam, where loser leaves town. CM Punk is out. That's what I want to see. Him try to screw him over, and then you have a program until the end.
You never know.
It would just be perfect. Why? Money is on the table with that. Money is on the table. People are still chanting his name. Money is on the table. Can't leave money on the table. You got to pick up that money. That's how I see it. Well, thanks everybody for listening to this show. This show is brought to you by StrayProductions.com. Don't check out my work at JoeCarabello.com. Also, GoStray.tumblr.com. Also, One-Shots.com. Carolyn also has a comic strip called Curls. It comes out on Mondays. Curls-Studio.com/Curls. Also, Sketch Before Sleep. Curls-Studio.com/Sketch Before Sleep. What are we missing? What about your website, RC?
You can check me out at arsiarozegar.com, arsiarozegar.com. I'll be at AwesomeCon also. Come check it out. I'll have some comics there, some original art. I'm doing a panel on digital comic coloring. Come check it out. Say hi.
Which is amazing. I saw what you did last time with the "Give me a hell yeah!" and everyone said "hell yeah!" I thought that was classic.
Yeah, I had a good time last time.
That was really. Yeah, a great turnout too. Looked at it. Yeah, it was a great turnout.
So that's April 18th through 20th at the DC Convention Center. We'll all be there.
Absolutely. Check out. You can also check out if wherever you're listening to the Carolyn Joe Show, Stitcher, iTunes, also CarolynJoeShow.com. What else?
So many things.
Thank you everyone for listening. I love every single one of you for taking the time in your day to check us out. Thanks, RC. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me. I had a good time.
Everyone, my name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Catch y'all later.